What is up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of What is Dicky Thinking? This is episode number 2. And in today's episode, we're going to talk about what I was up to today, some new music I've been jamming out to, Space, The Final Frontier, shout out Star Trek. and then I'll talk a bit about Yellowstone National Park, which I'll be visiting when I go to Wyoming. And I'll finish off the episode with some shows I'm interested in, and I hope you guys enjoy. All right, guys, let's get right into it. So today I went to work, and I actually also had to take a test today for my Quantitative Business Methods 2 class, which is basically just like business statistics. Which honestly I enjoy. I really do. I like statistics. I think statistics are interesting, and I definitely have a fair amount of logical thinking. I'd probably say I'm primarily a logical thinker, but like maybe like a 60-40 split. So like 60% logical, 40% creative. But anyways, so I think I did really well on my test. I don't get my grade for that until tomorrow, but I'm anxious to see. I think I only missed maybe like tops 3 out of 25. So we'll see how that goes. But shout out Lucas for letting me leave work early and study today. You're the real MVP. for real. So I studied a bit at home, and then I went to campus and I continued studying. And while I was studying, okay, first of all, I hate, like with a burning passion, when I go to the testing center and, you know, everybody's usually outside studying, outside of the testing center studying. And I hate when people just start having a conversation that has nothing to do with like anything academically, and it just can be so distracting. And it's like, dude, okay, everybody here is like they're studying for a test they're about to take. Like, go have your conversation somewhere else, you know. I don't know, I probably get a little more heated than most people, but I mean, it's not like I'm gonna tell that person to, you know, go away and like, I was about to say fuck off, but yeah, fuck off. even though sometimes I really do want to say it. But anyways, so there was a couple kids doing that for a little bit, and then they finally left, and I was like, all right, cool. And then these frat kids came in and sat at the table next to me, and while they were studying, this kid ripped ass. it was funny, but it was also like, really, bro, come on. Like, I'm sitting right next to you. Like, I'm not about to get up out of my chair and move right now. Like, you're making me sit in your fart smell, and like, that's just disrespect. so anyways, I took the test. It went really well. And it's really actually nice. It's a 6-week class, but I mean, the professor lets us use a note card, and there's a lot of formulas that you have to remember, or you have to use for the test rather. So I think if it weren't for the note card, I mean, I'd do like complete shit, but I mean, I know how to apply everything on the note card, and I guess that's really what matters the most. So it's about an hour and a half drive from Lakeland to UCF. UCF is the university that I go to, University of Central Florida. I'm a marketing major. And so on the way there, I usually listen to, if I'm going for a test, I usually listen to like some test review or like module videos that the professor posts just to keep it fresh in my head. And then on the way home, I'll jam out to music, the whole way. So on the way home, I'm always looking for new music new albums to listen to. I mean, new or old, like, just if it's something I haven't heard, then, you know, I want to hear it. I want to expand my musical tastes and everything like that. So I found a couple good albums. One of them is called DiCaprio 2 by JID. And the other one is Revenge of the Dreamers 2 by Dreamville and J. Cole. And so basically JID, that's the artist of the first album that I mentioned, he sounds like a mixture between Kendrick Lamar and Anderson .Paak. And I mean, sometimes it's like so close that I'm like, you could convince me. If someone told me that was Anderson .Paak, like, I would straight up believe it. But, I mean, regardless of how similar he sounds to the other artists, he's great. He's very lyrical, and that's something that I dig. You know, I write my own lyrics, and whenever I'm writing songs and stuff like that, so I really have appreciation for people that put thought into their lyrics rather than just some bullshit like that you hear on the radio. And so yeah, those were really awesome. I listened to the entirety of both albums. And you should definitely check them out, especially if you like hip hop. But yeah, so today I didn't go to the gym. Today was my off day at the gym. And then tomorrow, I guess today at this point, it's 1:30 in the morning. It's probably later than that now. But today is back day. So I'm going to try and do a heavy back day since I had my rest day yesterday. And so when I got home after the test, a lot of times I'll just sit on the porch for like 15 minutes when I get home from someplace. And I'll always like stand on the porch and I'll look at the stars, especially if it's at night. And I love looking at the stars. Like, space has always been super awesome to me, super interesting, and just like incredible how much, you know, we don't know about it. I'm such a curious person and I love to ask questions. So and even since a young age, I think if I had to put an age on it, probably like 5 or 6, you know, I can remember an astronaut is what I wanted to be. Like, you know, some people say like, I want to be a doctor, I want to be a lawyer, you know, all the cliche ones, right? And I mean, granted, I'm sure a lot of people say astronaut, but like, I hardcore loved space, still love space. But yeah, so then I got diabetes in 6th grade and that ruined that. I was like, yeah, pretty sure they don't let diabetics in space. So, and speaking of that, so when I got diabetes in 6th grade, this is kind of like a little side story, but I missed school for like a week, and there was this class that I had, this computer class. Miss Cobb was the teacher, and I missed an entire week of assignments because, like, I don't know, I was trying to figure out my health, you know, like, that's kind of a big deal. And I mean, also emotionally, like, trying to figure out what it means for me, you know. So I missed an entire week of school, and my teacher didn't let me make up any of the assignments, and I was so pissed, like, low-key. Like, I didn't straight up argue with her or anything, but she gave me a C in that class, and I was a straight A student. She gave me a C in computer class, and I was like, are you kidding me right now? You know? Anyways, that kind of, it just irked me. It still, to this day, kind of irks me, but at the end of the day, it's not really significant. So speaking of like diabetes, I guess still on the little tandem, interesting fact that I found, comparatively, diabetes is pretty well-funded research, which I didn't really expect that. Honestly, I didn't expect as much money to go into that. I thought it was like something that probably was lacking in research. And I mean, one could argue that, you know, there's so much more to be done, but I mean, you can say that about anything. So I pulled up some numbers, and last year, $1.04 billion was spent on diabetic research in 2018. That's awesome. Like, and especially comparatively, right? So the amount of money last year spent on cancer research was $6.3 billion. And I mean, if we're talking ratios, like, I will take that. Like, cancer, like, don't get me wrong, diabetes is bad, right? But like, cancer, like, nah, like, I'm glad I don't have cancer, you know, knock on wood. Where's wood? There we go. But yeah, I'm glad I don't have cancer. And I'm happy that, you know, they got a lot of funding. But, you know, like I said, I guess we can only hope and continue to, you know, support increasing funding to, you know, significant issues in society like that, health-wise. So in another life, tying this back into space, so in another life, I would totally be researching the effects of space on diabetes and the endocrine system and, like, insulin and all that. That would be super cool to me. I mean, I could do it now. I could probably make that switch, but you know, it's a little late. It's a little late in life to probably readjust my whole entire trajectory. I mean, not to discourage anybody that is thinking about doing it, but I mean, it's really cool, but it's not enough for me to, like, just completely readjust my focus on the future, on my future. So anyways, I also today spoke with, so I do injections. I'm not on a pump right now, but my little sister, she's on the Omnipod, and she's been on it for a couple of years. And whenever you do, it's called pump therapy. So insulin pumps give you fast acting insulin, a little bit of fast acting insulin constantly throughout the day, which helps so well with managing your blood sugar. Whereas with injections, you have to take a mixture between long-acting insulin and short-acting insulin or fast-acting insulin. And that's what I'm doing right now. And it's not as good, like, point blank period. Like, it's just not as good. So today I finally, you know, went ahead and moved on with the process of getting a pump, and I should be on the pump completely within the next month, and I'm really excited about that. It's gonna help me achieve, you know, it's gonna make me feel better on a regular basis. It's gonna make managing my diabetes easier and more convenient, and it's gonna especially help me with my gym goals, as I've talked about a little bit in the last episode, and if you've seen any of my posts on Instagram. So I guess now I'll kind of flip back to the space, talking about space. A show that you guys should totally check out, and I'm sure you've heard of it before, but maybe not, Rick and Morty is so cool. It kind of takes, like, the crazy theories of, you know, space and quantum physics and all that kind of stuff, and, like, the endless possibilities that could be out there, and it makes it really funny and entertaining. And it's kind of almost a spin off of, like a mad scientist mixed with, like, not just a regular mad scientist. So I was going to say Back to the Future and, like, a mad scientist, but obviously Doc is kind of, I mean, you could classify him as, like, a crazy scientist. So, but I would definitely say Back to the Future, and I don't know. Just, like, it's funny. Just you gotta check it out. And I don't even know where you can watch it. I'm sure maybe like HBO or something like that. But anyways, figure it out. It's the 21st century, right? You got this. But yeah, I love to look up at the stars, and I've always loved to do that. I grew up camping, and something that was one of my favorite things to do was bring out the telescope whenever we would camp and be away from like all the light pollution and all that. And there was actually this one time that I was camping, I forget the campground, but it was in Florida, and we had a astronomer, like an astronomy club, kind of come out, like a professional astronomy club, like real deal. And they came out with a couple huge telescopes that were really powerful, and we got a really awesome look at the stars. And I mean, that was just another point in my life that just made me fall in love with space even more. And so with my sailing trip and Wyoming coming up, that's something that I'm definitely looking forward to. You know, being on a sailboat in the middle of the Caribbean with no light pollution and just like looking up at the stars, that is going to be absolutely incredible. And then on top of that, you know, a couple of weeks later, I'll be going to Wyoming. And I mean, that's like pure rural, you know, it's like pure country. So, I mean, I'll just be in a field or like, you know, even, I mean, I don't know how late Yellowstone National Park stays open, but it'd be so cool to just be in the middle of Yellowstone National Park and just look up at the stars. And hopefully I'll be able to get some really good pictures of the stars out there. I'm going to Wyoming with one of my friends that lives in Colorado, Taylor. He does photography and like loves nature and the outdoors, and he's really stoked about it too. He told me that it's, you know, one of his, it's been one of his like main goals nature-wise for a while. So I definitely wanted to give him that opportunity. But the guy that I'm going to like visit in Wyoming, my old man, I'm having a really tough time right now. Sorry. I'm blah, 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 blah. Let me restart. Okay. Take two. Mr. Bradford is my math teacher from high school. I mentioned him previously in the last episode, and he also does nature photography and all that kind of stuff. So I'm gonna talk with them and see if they know, or if we can figure out like how to set up the cameras to be able to get really good pictures of the stars. And I'm really hoping that, you know, we can get some good ones. But yeah, so speaking of Yellowstone, Yellowstone is absolutely incredibly awesome, amazing. Like, I've never been, but I mean, just the things that you can read about it, it's incredible. And I actually have the Wikipedia page pulled up right now, and I'm gonna read just a few parts that, you know, might be interesting, might kind of make your eyes open a little bit. So, Native Americans have lived in the Yellowstone region for at least 11,000 years. Aside from visits by mountain men during the early to mid 19th century, organized exploration did not begin until the late 1860s. And Yellowstone is the first U.S. national park. And hundreds of structures have been built and are protected for their architectural and historical significance. And researchers have examined more than 1,000 archaeological sites. Yellowstone National Park spans an area of 3,468.4 square miles. That is huge. Comprising lakes, canyons, rivers, and mountain ranges. Yellowstone Lake is one of the largest high elevation lakes in North America and is centered over the Yellowstone Caldera, the largest supervolcano on the continent. What? Did you hear that? The largest supervolcano on the continent. That is crazy. Okay, first of all, so let me continue. The caldera is considered an active volcano. It has erupted with tremendous force several times in the last 2 million years. Half of the world's geysers and hydrothermal features are in Yellowstone, fueled by this ongoing volcanism. Lava flows and rocks from volcanic eruptions cover most of the land area of Yellowstone. The park is centerpiece of the Greater Yellowstone ecosystem, the largest remaining nearly intact ecosystem in the Earth's northern temperate zone. Let's see what else we got. Hundreds of species of mammals, birds, fish, and reptiles have been documented, including several that are either endangered or threatened. The vast forests and grasslands also include unique species of plants. Yellowstone Park is the largest and most famous megafauna location in the contiguous United States. Grizzly bears, wolves, and free-ranging herds of bison and elk live in this park. So I'll stop it right there, but that is just like, oh my gosh, crazy. And if you look, if you go on Google and look at some pictures of like, you know, the most like what to see, what should you go see whenever you go to Yellowstone, your mind will just be blown. It is absolutely pure beauty. And I'm so stoked to go. So what am I gonna talk about next? Okay, so yeah, I'm super stoked to go, and I guess that's kind of where I'll end with the Yellowstone thing. But moving on to TV shows that I'm currently into, I started watching this show called Bored to Death, and the cast is absolutely phenomenal. Some of my favorite actors and comedians. So, Jason Schwartzman, he's in a bunch of Wes Anderson movies. Wes Anderson is an amazing, amazing producer and writer. Some of his movies are Darjeeling Unlimited, Grand Budapest Hotel, and Fantastic Mr. Fox. And they're all like in a really, they're all written very uniquely. And Wes Anderson has his own style, and the type of comedy that he, you know, delivers is just so, so entertaining and so, so refreshing. Like, it's interesting, it's unique, and it's like weird, you know? It's like, not like over the top weird, not like ew, gross weird, but like weird, like, I don't know, like awkward but funny kind of deal. So Jason Schwartzman is in Bored to Death, and then also Zach Galifianakis, need I say more, he's freaking hilarious, talking about, like, you know, The Hangover and all his other movies. Ted Danson, who, you know, you might not recognize his name, but if you look up Ted Danson, you'll know who he is. And then they have awesome guest stars too, like hilarious guest stars. Kristen Wiig, Jenny Slate, Kevin Bacon. I mean, this cast is definitely like outstanding. And honestly, it'd be so dope to just be in a room filled with all those people. And I mean, even the ones that I didn't mention, like, it's just awesome. And then there's another show that I really want to watch, and I've seen some clips, and it's freaking hilarious. It's Canadian humor, but it's called Letterkenny, and it's on Hulu, and I just might buy Hulu, you know, just to watch that show, and I wouldn't even be mad. but yeah, I'm going to check that out. So that's pretty much going to wrap it up for this episode. I don't want to stay up too much later. I want to get a good night's sleep, make sure I get a good lift tomorrow, and just be productive. But I'm glad I did this episode, even though it's kind of like, you know, really late in the morning or really early in the morning. And yeah, so thanks for listening, and stay tuned for the next episode, episode 3.